Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
How shocking it is to discover that something we were taught as a child isn't true. Santa, oh Santa! Just kidding. Take the story of the Dutch boy who saved his town from flooding by putting his finger in the hole in the dam wall. There is indeed a small statue of the boy kneeling at the dike in the small fishing village of Spaarndam. Apparently, because so many tourists visited the site, the Dutch Tourist Association decided to erect a monument to the boy who, well, never existed, so the pilgrims would have something to see. Now, of course, as adults, we understand that it would have been impossible to thwart the floods by doing that. But we believed it as kids. The Bible tells stories of boys whose selflessness made a great impression on us too. The boy who gave his lunch of 5 small loaves and 2 fish to the disciples, and Jesus then used that to feed more than 5,000 hungry people. Or David, who slew Goliath with a stone from his sling and saved his people from being, well, destroyed by the Philistines. And the best of them all, Jesus, when he was a child, got lost from his parents and was found in the temple. When Mary and Joseph asked him why he did this and where he had been, the 12-year-old Jesus responded with, "Surely you would know that I would be going about my Father God's business." What a lesson and challenge to our priorities in life. As an adult, he also said that if we don't accept the kingdom of God like a child, we will not enter it. Now, we all know this does not mean believing in a childish way, suspending our maturity or intellect, but instead, we are to trust as a child does. In the Bible, in 1 Corinthians 11, Paul wrote, "When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we'll see face to face." As we grow up, we leave childish things behind. This often includes fairy tales and legends. Thank God, then, that the Bible stories we read as children were accounts of real people in real situations, not tall tales. I'm Aaron Wright.